Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, coming to you this April 17th, 2019. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma City.
And beautiful day here in Wyoming, and I'm sure it's going to be a great broadcast, so I will stay tuned and let you know when your callers call in.
Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those have been set free from that which hindered them, tormented them, prevented them from walking in freedom in Christ. We do welcome you this evening, and if you have any questions about deliverance, feel free to go to deliveranceusa.com. That web page is put up there. It has almost everything we talk about, training, videos, testimonies, prayers, everything you need. Or you can get a hold of the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. It is a manual that is just excellent, absolutely excellent, easy to follow. And you can get that from calling Richard by calling him at the office at 307-742-7582. And here we are another Wednesday, Pastor. Good to talk to you again.
It sure goes fast. It seems like we just wound up the last show.
It does. It does sometimes.
But good to be back aboard, and always enjoy hearing testimonies and the excitement of seeing the Bible alive, and that it's alive and well, and the supernatural going forth and setting people free from problem areas that many of them have had all their lives, and to see them often set free in one session, it's definitely supernatural, and we get to see it.
Yes, we do. You know, I'm listening to a series of messages by Derek Prince on how to overcome evil, and part of it, one of them is called Overcome by the Blood of the Lamb, and put an excellent analogy of how During the Old Testament, how they applied the blood was with the use of hyssop. And, you know, the blood would be, the blood of the lamb would be in the basin, and they would use the hyssop to apply it to the door for their protection. And and for their deliverance. And he put the analogy of today, we apply it by our testimony. Of course, went to Revelations, where we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But that's how we apply the blood of the Lamb today, is with our testimony, what the blood of the Lamb has done for us. And I thought that was an excellent thought. And that is what this show is about. People who've overcome, and what the blood of the Lamb has done for them, and their testimony is so encouraging, because it does help others. It lets others know that, hey, I went through this, that you can overcome it, and this is how I overcame it.
That's why testimonies are so powerful. You can't argue with them. You know, when the person says, look, here was my problem, here's what happened when I was ministered to, and here I am free today. How can you say, no, you're not? Well, you can't argue with that. You may argue with theology and all, but as far as the testimonies go, especially if you hear enough of the testimonies, there's no way you can't believe it.
Oh, I know, and it's just I just love hearing the testimonies. And Pastor, I did a deliverance this last Sunday. It was a very typical deliverance. Helped a young lady I've known for many years, and she was yawning, doing a lot of yawning during the door closing prayer. And I remember she kept covering her mouth and saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me." And I said, "No, that's a good sign." I said, "Keep on yawning."
Yes.
And she did really well with inner healing. I'll tell you what, with inner healing and she was able to zoom in and zone in. The Holy Spirit helped her zone in on some things for her life. She kept saying, well, I kind of forgot about that, or I forgot about that. So we're able to take her to those past traumas in her life. She heard Jesus so well and had some things cleared up, and would smile after she would be done with that inner healing on each one. And it took us through. I think we targeted in on about 6 or 7 things she had not put down in the through the initial interview and on the list. So that was just an excellent thing. And I wasn't able to get the head demon up. I was kind of encouraged that maybe I would, because usually when they can hear the Holy Spirit and Jesus talking to them,
there's
stuff to hear the spirits talking too. But I think she was a little scared because of my testimony. She was afraid things might get out of control, and I said, well, that's the difference is during that time of my life, I didn't understand I had all power.
And there wasn't any door closing as well back then.
No, there wasn't any door closing, but we got some things out. I did shoot her a text before the program. She said she was doing better, and I hope to get a chance to talk to her at some point and make sure she's doing those tools to stay free. That is important. That is so important. Once you, it's not a one-time fix. I can walk and not do anything else. You have to be an active participant in maintaining the liberty you get in Jesus. You cannot just, okay, that's fine, and then just go back to doing the same old, same old.
There's some steps for staying, keys for staying free that we hand out to people. It's also in my book. And getting free is one thing, staying free is another. So a person has to learn those, has to learn enough about the doors in order to keep them closed. We go over that even on the website. There's a video teaching about that before I take people through actual ministry on the website. And it's all under self-ministry. And it's an important thing to do, to learn enough about the doors so you can keep them closed. Otherwise, you're very vulnerable. You might get free in a session, but you got to have enough understanding of how this all works. It's no different than a military person. A soldier, they have to have enough knowledge to maintain their victory and to stay free. Same kind of deal. And so, praise God, well, overcomers. We had 14 Monday night, and I had a minister for each. It was a nice, typical Monday night of 35 years of these Mondays. And then I ministered to a man, Scriptures for America man in Washington State, by FaceTime video Tuesday afternoon, and that went very well. We had a great session, enjoyed visiting with him, and had some physical healing in his neck and all. And I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but I will in the next few days. And again, there's no way he wouldn't be better. You know, you go through these steps, you can't help but get him better. And then today I had a 14-year-old that the mother brought in, and he's having some problems, and I think we did pretty good with him. I'll check on them in a few days. But been a busy week so far.
Well, that's awesome. Hopefully this gentleman from Washington will be willing to come on and give his testimony. I'd sure like to hear it. And, I did the lining up the legs. This girl had a short leg of about a half an inch, and same on her arms. They were just about almost the finger digit off. And when I showed her, and we did it, and we commanded it in the name of Jesus to line up, and she could see it. She couldn't see it on her feet, but she could see it working on her hands. And it was so funny. She said, "Well, I think you just saved me a little money on my next chiropractic visit."
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So exciting to see those short legs and arms adjust, and and the pain's gone. It's fascinating to me every time I see it, which is pretty often.
Well, I told her, I said, "Well, you keep going to that chiropractor you feel led to." So this is just something that's been shown and leading and lining up, and it's just a fantastic thing the Lord gives us the ability to do when it comes to healing. So, but it was a good week. It was a good week, and it sounds like you had a good week there at the office, and we just praise the Lord.
Yes, it's an ongoing. You know, when the people come in, I've mentioned this before, but I ask them if you've been here before, and the majority of them, probably 85% of them, say no, they haven't. And it's still amazing to me how we have around the same number to minister to each Monday night, and there are new people coming, you know, every time. And it certainly sounds supernatural, because we typically all have just the right number of ministers for the people that have come. Now, somebody must be coordinating this. It sounds like the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, I would say so. And I did try to get a hold of, I did get a hold of the brother here in town that's gone through deliverance. We had him on a few weeks ago, Mr. Arlen, and he was going to try to join me, but he couldn't make it in time. And so he definitely wants to learn how to do it. And I said, "Well, the next time I have one set up, I'll try to set up on a time that he can do it and get him trained." So I'm hoping to trained to doing it, get a little help, and maybe start doing more than just reaching those that get by word of mouth, but maybe even set something up in the Ozarks there to help people with deliverance. And if you're coming to the gathering in Branson this year and you need deliverance, if you want to wait until you get there and tell me, that's fine. But if you want to have deliverance and want to make sure something's set up with you, please get a hold of Richard at the office. He knows how to get a hold of me, and he'll get your personal information, and I'll get a hold of you, and we can talk into preliminary things and make sure we get that taken care of, because I definitely want to help anyone who's coming to the Branson Gathering that feels the need for deliverance and make sure they get set free.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's exciting to me that you all are into this now and going forward. And just like you were saying there in the Branson area, Hollister and all, that it has to be open season there as well. Probably there hasn't been many doing this kind of ministry to people there locally. Do you know of any?
No, I don't. I'm sure there is some, but I've never heard of it. Just for the mere fact, the amount of full gospel Pentecostal churches in the area, I'd imagine it's probably happened from time to time where a deliverance minister has come through and it's known, but I haven't heard anybody that goes through and does the process, just haven't heard it. And but I have faith that it's going on somewhere, because the Lord will take care of it.
Amen. And you know, that's typical of the whole country. There's mm-hmm. very few, I've had so many people call and say, no one's doing this in our state. You know, from all over the country. There's just so few doing it, and the need is mm-hmm. is huge. And, of course, a lot of people don't even know they need it. They've got the problems that would represent a certain demonic activity, but they haven't had any education on it to know that their problems could be relieved in deliverance. So
yeah,
we all
yeah.
have a job to do.
We do. And it's just everyday Christianity. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a holy man. As I heard from someone saying they didn't think that I should be doing the things I'm doing because I'm not a holy man. I know what they meant by it. I know they meant like a pastor or preacher. I didn't
right.
take offense of it. I kind of giggled. But the command wasn't to preachers. The command wasn't to just the apostles. The command wasn't to a specific qualification other than believers.
And, exactly.
And the Great Commission said the believers would do these things. And there is such power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in Luke 10:19, and there's that promise not only in the power of Luke 10:19 that nothing shall harm you. And that's the big key right there, that nothing shall harm you. And that's where I just had to keep reassuring this lady that nothing shall harm you. We're in control. We have the big guns. Pastor, we have Esther on the line. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Corey?
Yes,
yeah, Corey, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Yeah, thank you. So glad you called in, Corey. Why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and then your experiences you've had in it. So why don't you go ahead and cover that?
I was in a Christian home, and my father was a worship leader, and so the power of God was always in the house, and it was very lively in the worship. And my very first experience, a spiritual experience, was when I was 9 years old. My sister had leukemia at the age of 5, and she was dying. And I was lying on my bed, and it was like an in-and-out-of-body experience. And I had seen, like, a star silhouette of Jesus. And he said, come to me. So I went, and he showed me the gates of heaven, showed me to be the bigger sister for my sister, to provide for her, to help her, to guide her, but never to get in her way. And showed me the choir of his worship and said to me that one day you will be here singing with us. And I couldn't sing for anything. And when I was 12, I began to sing with my father, and I was in the alto section, and my voice had became louder. And so I became into the soprano section. At age of 5 until 10, I was brutally raped right underneath the noses of my family by a Jamaican man. And there was a sorcerer that would give me this drink. So I carried this spiritual ritualism that they had put on to me, and the reason why I went to go get deliverance was because I felt this darkness. I went in and out of suicidal attempts. Actually, when I was 17, I did commit suicide, and sometimes it's really hard to actually say what you've seen, but I did go to that place of 7 heads, or 8 heads, whatever you call it, and the screams were torturous. It was so heavy, and there was this one tree in front, and it was dripping blood red, and it was so dark, and it was so red. I can't begin to describe what kind of red this is, but I'm not going to go dwelling on it. But he kept circling around me, telling me that I wouldn't be able to come out, and it was like a thunder, powerful voice. I can't begin to tell you how thunderous this voice was. He said, no, you can't have her. Picked me up, and I woke up inside of the bathtub where I had committed suicide, and my mom was pounding on the door. I should have a wet brain today. I should not be alive today with all the drugs and with all the self-medicating on drugs, on alcohol. I should not be the way that I am today. I should not be alive. I shouldn't have my brain. I shouldn't have anything. But by the grace of the holiest Father of fathers, He has guided, He has shielded, He has taken me out of monstrous situations, everything and anything that was to be placed upon me by this sorcerer, He has taken out. And if you have the willpower to fight and to believe that there is something greater than yourself, it just shows how merciful one king truly is, because you can think about, okay, I believe in this, I can believe in that, and believe in so many different things, but it comes down to one significant purpose, and that is to be free of all things, of darkness, of suicide, of mental diseases, of anxiety, of being a sexual being, or thinking otherwise. But you can have freedom. And there is a voice inside of each and every one of us, and we don't have to follow the pack of people, like, being robotic and saying, well, since this person's doing it, maybe I should conflict myself by doing these things because this person is doing it. And it's not. Every one of us has something in our DNA. And in our DNA, there is a treasure. There is something precious about us. Everyone has a purpose. And when we're kids, we have that treasure. But sometimes when we grow up, certain things, certain circumstances and experiences make us throw that one key away, our purpose. And we get driven by society. We get driven away by teachers, by negative input or key words to destroy our natural habitat of fighting of our willpower and saying, no, I will not take this, you know, of their authority over mine and have it be so overwhelmed where I'm going to believe in this lie because this person said so, you know, or somebody has been used as a weapon to penetrate my brain and penetrate my being and my spirit to be overwhelmed by their input. And that's the thing, is that we are such spiritual beings by the Heavenly Father. I call Him Creator because He's the creator of all things and everything, you know. I think God is such a powerful name that it's just such a powerful name. Even Jesus is such a powerful name. I have a hard time saying this. It's like, for me, I take it as how the Jewish say, you know, it's a heavenly name and you shouldn't just say it because you can say it. You know, like you have your Amen. One-on-one time with the Heavenly Father and you talk to Him and you release and you bring joy and everything in your day you talk. Yeah.
Corey, what was it like when you came for a ministry? You might share some of that.
Some of the ministry?
Yeah, when you came and Heather ministered to you, what all went on?
Heather had talked to me and asked me one question, and I failed that question. And she wrote down what this demon, including many others to count, it was his assignment. And the lies were, he said, effing her up in every single way. She's not worth to live. She will be raped over and over again. She could be dead in a garage. Nightmares. Parents want to control her. No one in her family loves her. She's stupid, and she doesn't deserve someone or to be happy. and the gifts that he tried taking away, but he had to announce them exactly what my gifts were and what were and what was going to be restored by his lies of what I had just read previously, what he was doing to me to believe in. These are the gifts. She does have the ability to be successful, incredible voice, artistic. She could be anything she puts her mind to. She's an amazing person. She can give birth. She can see into the Heavenly Father's gates. Piano. She can write, photography, animal and nature lover. Quite smart. Reads French. And whatever she hasn't had in years, she will regain.
Praise God.
And after that,
hallelujah.
And after that, yeah, really. It is. It's definitely a miracle. And after that experience happened at the Ministry of Deliverance, the following day I was wiped out. I was exhausted. And a couple days after that, I started regaining my strength. I started regaining consciousness and awareness and what I was feeling and what I didn't need and what I did need in my life. And it's just been a huge cleansing, and I've been feeling much better than I had before.
Praise God.
Mm,
you know, that's just show, so many people need this type of ministry, and that was the head demon that she got up to disclose those lies, and then the gifts. It was coming right out of your mouth. Were there some of the gifts you didn't know you had?
I don't know if I can actually give birth because of what happened to me when I was younger. And I really don't know. I'd have to go see a OGBYN to go and see that. But I'm not so sure about that. But other things, I mean, I was aware of it, but I always had doubt. I always had disbelief in myself. I've always been hard on myself, unimaginable ways of how hard I am on myself. And lately, I haven't. Lately, I've just been giving it over, you know, to the Father and just really asking for guidance and asking for help to see these gifts and to be replenished in these gifts and to regain these gifts, you know, in 10,000-fold and just to do His will and not mine. That's always something that I've asked. I don't want to be living in my world. I want to do what He needs me to do. So.
Praise God. Well, with the experience, you've had a lot of experience now through your life, but also into the deliverance area. Have you had any thoughts about wanting to learn to do this kind of ministry and help others?
I'm actually writing my autobiography at the moment, believe it or not. And I've never really thought about ministering to people because it's just, I've really never thought about it, so I can't actually put an answer to your question. I've just never really thought about it. But I would love to help people to see beyond what they're seeing and feeling and helping them to bring out their voice back, bring out that treasure, that purpose that they have in their life and to succeed in their life and not to be so overwhelmed by everything that's going on. Because the thing is that when you're overwhelmed, you live in a chaotic world. And that chaos, you become very judgmental to yourself and to others. You critique beyond and above. And everything is just chaos. Once you let those things go and understand what it was rooted from, how it was caused, how it affected, and once you're really able to let go, something of a new comes in, which is a new gift, you know. Instead of believing into the lie that was rooted, what caused, and what affected, you let go that lie, and you receive a new gift. And that's what it is. And most people forget that, you know. A lot of people believe that, okay, if I'm going to believe, you know, in the Holy Father, then I have to do this and this and that. You know, it's a huge cleansing. It's a huge healing period, you know. It removes so much darkness, you know. It really does. I mean, the light is the light is so immense, you know, you could be prayed over and you have all this darkness in you, and then demons or whatever that is attached into you or onto you, and then you get out of that deliverance and your faith, your body, your mind, your thoughts, your eyes is so different. You will even have a glowing skin, you know. Years of age could even be taken off. I mean, there's just so much tremendous, powerful healing work that is being done around in this world that people really need to in tune into, you know. And it's a shame that they don't.
Yes, and you know those lies, most everybody has got those lies coming at them, and a certain number of people just think it's their own thoughts. And so they tend to buy into them and do them even. And that's an educational thing that's difficult to get across to the body of Christ, that we all have those demon lies coming at us of negative things, like you were talking about there. And so, praise God, now that you're aware of them, as they might come at you, you won't buy them because you know where it's coming from. So that's a great thing to learn, isn't it? Yeah, well, more Christians, I wish more Christians could learn that, because they follow, they think it's God speaking to them sometimes, and it's actually the enemy masquerading as an angel of light. And they'll say this and say that, and they'll say, well, God told me to do this, so I'll do that. Well, there they go. And it's an educational thing that's got a long ways to go in the body of Christ, it seems.
The other thing is that they have to be attentive and filter out what is being told to them or what they're feeling. And that's a lot that is happening, especially nowadays. People aren't filtering what they're taking in or what they're giving out. They're not.
Yes.
You know, whatever goes, just goes. You know, and it's scary.
Yes.
But you can overcome it. You can definitely overcome it by just letting it go of the lies, the spirit of lies, the spirit of chaos.
Yes.
The spirit of death, you know. You can overcome it by abundance,
Amen.
By pure joy, you know. Not saying that every day is going to be happier or better, but it does get better. And you do get healthier, and you do have happiness and joy and full of abundance, you know. You do, you know. Miracles happen every single day. Every day, ever since I've been delivered. And throughout my life, I've had miracles. And even my sister, she's in full remission, and she's, you know, she's healthy. She's healthier than she has ever been, you know.
Praise God.
Truly blessed. Yes.
Oh, it's so awesome, Corey. And have the people around you noticed any differences in you?
Yes, they have. Especially my parents.
Yeah. Well, so many people look younger. You mentioned that. We see that constantly. Mm. It almost doesn't look like the same person sitting in the chair that came in earlier by the time we finish, you know. It's a surprise to all of us. Something about their faces just lighten up, and their wrinkles disappear, and it's like that heaviness comes off. And they, and of course, it's the real them that's left without those spirits blocking their lives. That's why Jesus commanded believers to do this, of course, is to cast these things out so we can go forward unhindered and use our God-given gifts and do our destinies. Well,
and I think that's what
you... Thank you so
much. Go ahead.
Thanks so much for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate it, Corey, and that was a wonderful testimony. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too, and thank you for having me.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Pastor, we have Montanya on the phone.
All right. Montoya, are you there?
Yes, yes. Hi, everyone. Good evening.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Excited you're here. And I know you've got an interesting testimony to share. Everybody
Absolutely.
Does, really, that's been through deliverance. They've got a testimony. So why don't you go ahead and give a history on yourself, when you were born again, and then how you learned about deliverance, and what was like when you were ministered to, and the changes you've seen.
Absolutely. I was baptized again, as she was, at the age of 9. I've been listening to you guys talk, and one of the things is very true. I've always been very in tune with Jesus, and always involved in the church, going to meetings, actually part of the church. So an entire time knowing, thinking that I'm even helping other people throughout my life. And so through helping others and meeting other people, I was invited to deliverance ministry. But I came a few times, and I even been through the training. It was really wonderful. And I just felt like this was my calling. This is something that I'm interested in doing. Well, as time went on, I began to notice that the words, well, I have really great discernment, and I can hear very clear. And I noticed that I was hearing things that was not the Lord, was not Jesus. And it would speak very quick, you know. It could be like someone could say something to me, and then this voice would come in my head like, she's stupid, she's dumb, you know, why are you listening to her? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, who is this?
Doesn't sound like our Jesus.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't sound like our Jesus saying that, amen.
No. And so, at first, I was like, maybe I just have a really bad attitude right today, okay? And so let me correct myself. Like, no, you don't. Let's not think like that. And it had gotten worse. My anger, I would become very frustrated for the smallest thing, angry for no apparent reason. I mean, things that typically would make you upset, I would take it, you know, way serious than maybe you should take it serious. I had started using profanity, to, you know, just saying whatever came to my mind, and I had no, and I would, after I would use profanity, I would stop and like, wait a minute, did I just say that? You know, I kept having those, is this me moments? And so, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just commenting. Yeah, go right ahead.
And so I guess the day I had knew that I knew that the steps of going through deliverance, and sometimes I heard you guys say that, you know, some people think, as you being a Christian or you walking, and you think, because I go to church, I pay my tithes, I do everything in the book, all my boxes are checked off. But let me tell you something. You need to go to a place like Deliverance Ministry, because sometimes you think, I can handle this on my own. I got this all under control. I'm the expert in this. Look, I help other people. They come to me. So in my mind, I had this pride, like, no, I can handle this. No, I really do got this. Finally, it was the week that I just said, you know what? Something is not right, because it had gotten so out of control where I began to sleep longer than I should ever be sleeping. My sleeping pattern I was just drowsy. I didn't want to clean. I didn't feel like doing anything. I had no energy. I was drinking energy drinks like I had never drunk energy drinks ever, like, you know, out of control. I could drink like 2 energy drinks. And just to share some personal, my hair started falling out, like, to where it was out of control. And I was like, I'm putting things in my hair. I'm asking my kids, do you see anything changing in my hair? My hair growth? And they're like, no. still looks the same. My attitude was bad. I just felt like, you know, one minute I'm good, one minute I'm not. It was like I was off in an on switch. So I went to my instructor because I'm in class, getting ready. I had missed class. My instructor, I had to meet with her because I had gotten so behind. I didn't want to complete any work. And for some reason, I stopped reading my Bible. Like, my whole, it went from 1 to, like, 10 very quickly, within a month. And so I went and seen my instructor, and I was telling her, I said, something is not right with me. I just don't have the energy. I don't pick up my Bible like I used to. I don't even want to do this work. I said, and I almost cussed out the lady that's your secretary. And she was like, oh, my gosh. And I said, no. And I'm just got all kind of things going through my mind. Like, I was going to cheat on the test. And I'm telling her all of this. And she, her eyes are big. She's like, that's not you. I said, I know, right? And so she told me, she gave me my work. And she says, I told her, I said, you know, I think I'm going to go to deliverance. But I just don't even think I can make it till Monday. I need somebody now. I am really doing bad. I need some help now. And so she says, I do not, she tried to do it herself. She was like, well, let me just try to pray for you. I closed my eyes. I tried to pray. First thing that came to my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so where am I going to go after this? I mean, I could not get tuned in. And I said, can you please stop? Because really, honestly, I can't even pray right now. Like, and I feel like in my mind, what's going through my mind, the voice is saying that you're wasting my time. And so she says, I tell you what, go to deliverance. Matter of fact, don't finish your work. You're excused. I don't want you to worry about your classwork or nothing. You go straight to deliverance. Call somebody and see if you can get in. So thank heavens, Everett was the first responder. He was really quick with returning my call. He got a hold of me. When I saw that I recognized that phone number, the first thing that when I looked down, because I was driving, I looked up and I seen his call on my phone. The first thing I said is, oh, hell. And I said, oh, my gosh, why did I just say that? It didn't even want me to even talk to Everett. Like, it just knew. It was something was going to happen, you know, and he tried to help me at least get through the day. And so he started praying for me. I started getting hot. I started to feel like he needs to stop right now. I started feeling like a panic, like I started wanted to just started breathing. And I said, and he said, well, I tell you what, I want you to come in as soon as he got me in, like within the next day, he took care of me. And I went through the deliverance, and I want to thank you, too, Everett, for being so quick and helping me. And,
yeah, thank you, man. Oh, yeah.
My experience, it was, you know, the one thing I do remember is that the things that Everett went through with me about my past and things I experienced and what could have opened this door, you know, I had went and said all those prayers, so I was thinking, okay, this is no way this is going to help me because I've been through all this, but he's the expert. And so I want to back up. One of the other teams, because one thing about deliverance, Everett doesn't work alone, and he has a great team up under him. And, I mean, my phone was like, other deliverance ministers were on it. They called me. One of the ladies, Linda, she called me, and she even tried to, she says, I'm going to be in prayer. And they made sure that, I guess it's like an entire team was praying for me and knew that I was going to be meeting with Everett. So they back you up. And so that was just amazing. And she couldn't even pray with me. I started getting hot again. And I told her, you're irritating me, really, honestly, so let's just stop. It would just, my response would be so mean to people. So fast forwarding, I just had to say that, but fast forwarding to Everett and I, and the experience. So as he's going through all the things that I thought that couldn't, I've already been through it. The last thing I know that I started to, it started to come up, the head demon. And how I know that things started changing is because all of a sudden things were really funny to me. And I remember busting out laughing. But it wasn't me, and I don't know why I was laughing, but I was looking at him and laughing. I remember when he was talking to me, I was there. Mentally, I was there. I can hear myself talking, but that wasn't me. And I was feeling like I was screaming inside, saying, Everett, you know, are you okay? I mean, I want to say, who is this and what's going on and out? Can we just stop this? Or I just couldn't do anything about it. And I just remember hearing, and it's vague, I do remember hearing, I asked them to record it, so I heard my recording, and basically that didn't even sound like my voice. It was kind of really sketchy, and it was in my head demon. It gave its name. It was a Hasham demon, a shaman demon, and it said that it used would mark people in my family and myself. We were marked like almost like cattle by hair loss, and that everyone is going to assume that it is some type of disease, or you got a, oh my gosh, you got alopecia, or no, you got this, or you hair loss is because of that, and you're old. And really, honestly, it was just a generational like curse. It had a said it had attacked me when I was 11 years old, about 11. So that would have been the time whenever I'm going through, you know, life of being baptized and kind of getting into reading my Bible and getting close to my speaking in tongues, because I started speaking around tongues around that time when I probably was 10 or 11 with my pastor. So I know that in my life within those 3 years from being baptized that I started getting closer to God, which is probably why somewhere in there going through, you know, preteen, it must have come into my life, felt like I was a threat. I remember afterwards just looking crazy. I was just thrown out of my chair. I was like, oh, my gosh, what just happened? And I remember telling him, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I can see so much clearer. Like, I felt so light. My body felt light. I felt like I lost weight completely. I felt so clear. I don't even know how to express it. And since then, praise you, Jesus. You guys, since then, I want to say within every 1 or 2 days, somebody tells me that I look beautiful. And this is not a compliment from a man. This is a compliment from men and women. They just, when I'm checking out at a register, they say, wow, you are really beautiful. That has never, ever, ever, ever happened to me like that. Not from me just putting on a T-shirt and some, you know, leggings and just going to running to Walmart, you know what I mean? Or running to a store. And just receiving a compliment that I look just beautiful. I've been getting so many nice compliments about my personality, my discernment. Oh, my gosh, it is skyrocketing. If I thought that I had discernment about people now, and I am telling people about things before they even happen. Today, I had someone call me today. She says, oh, my gosh. She was almost kind of gave her the chills. She says, do you remember what you told me about somebody? And I said, yes. She says, it happened. I said, I know. And she says, but she told me. I said, that was a lie. She was like, oh, my gosh, you got a gift. And I'm like, because my gift that it called out, I have more than what it just called out. So I have so many gifts. I have my discernment is so strong. I went to Walmart yesterday. I needed a betta fish. The lady had me on hold. She says, there's not any more betta fish. I'm in the parking lot getting ready to get out the car because I'm like, okay, well, what's taking so long? I'll just go up here to the store. So I'm sitting in the parking lot. This lady says, there's no more betta fish. So the Spirit, Holy Spirit, my spirit man told me, she's lying to you. Just go on in the store. Get your betta fish. Matter of fact, Montoya, there's plenty. Get what you need. So although that lady that works there, the manager told me there was not and had me on hold because she had to go look and check for herself, I knew that she was really just too busy and did not want to go check. And it was okay. I blessed her. And I went in there and got my betta fish. It's so many things that the Holy Spirit has kept me from doing. Told me to do certain things. I've been doing it. And then even my dog, he told me, he said, because you've had this type of spirit for so long, some of your gifts, and people may not please, and if anyone is listening and you are a pastor or you are a pastor, preacher, whomever, reverend, anywhere in the ministry, I don't care what your title is. Going to deliverance ministry could very well change, make your gift that God has blessed you with even stronger. Because although you may feel like I got this under control, and yes, I did have that under control all these years praying for people, all these years blessing others, and I thought I had a gift in. My gifts have went 100. I mean, they've been blowing me away. How people are like calling me and telling me thank you because I've really helped them. I thought I could help someone back then, and I had that thing on me. I can help them even better. And the tricky thing is that you don't know you have it because if you read the book, you will understand that there may be, you may say, well, I just prayed about it and I know everything is good, or I had a few people praying, but you got to do those techniques, and there is a head demon. So although Everett got rid of other demons, there was always that one. And just so you know, this was the first time that this had manifested, a demon manifested. I was actually in one of my prayer groups, and a python, I saw the python because I'm a seer, so I see things, seeing the spirit. This python, I seen this black thing swing around like a, kind of looks like a, what do you call those, I can't even think, kind of like a frisbee, coming towards me, wrapped itself around. I saw it coming, but I didn't feel it. So I'm sitting there, and my face started changing. I closed my eyes before I knew it. I was being choked. And I could not breathe. All the pastors, I had a priest there. We were all in the prayer room. No one had thought that this was, you know, one of them came for deliverance. I didn't know then about deliverance like I know now. So just although you've gone through it, and I know I heard someone say that they've been through it and it was like a really rough experience, go back. Make sure you go back it's like a cleanse. So go back if you have to every 4 months, 6 months, whatever it's going to take. And don't think you can do it by yourself, because sometimes it manifests and it does things different when it's someone else. I don't know why. I feel like that's the purpose of deliverance ministry. That's why we are there, to help others. So.
Well, praise God. What a testimony, Montoya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're about out of time. You covered it well.
Thank you.
And let that be a lesson to all of us that, you know, these things are sneaky and they can slip up on us. And sometimes a person, you know, a lot of times they just think it's themselves. And yet when something is overboard and weird and just out of balance, then it's sure good to be suspicious and get some of this kind of ministry. Well, Montoya, thank you so much for sharing tonight. This was awesome, awesome testimony. You're an overcomer
thank
by
you, guys.
The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Thank you
yes,
so much
is.
For
thank
having me.
For
I really
it.
Appreciate it. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, and definitely, again, I want to say I can't stop saying your name all day. I've been telling people about you. I know is God, but you changed my life. You don't even, my children see a difference in me, and it's a great change. I've done so much I couldn't do before. I'm doing it, and I'm back to myself even better before. So thank you so much. I love the Deliverance Ministry. I love you. Thank you guys so much. God bless you guys. Have a blessed night.
Thank you. That's our Jesus.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
She had overwhelming joy in her voice, didn't she?
Oh, wow. She's fired up.
She is. And the way she told her testimony, I mean, it's not just giving a testimony, it's how you have it, but energy, enthusiasm. You can tell it's definitely something
oh,
changed.
She's
happened
pumped.
In her life. She is pumped. And that is Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. You can get that by attaining the calling Scriptures for America. So, Richard, you'd like to have that. The number is 307-742-7582. Or go to deliveranceusa.com. And we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. We'll see everybody next week. And God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
Nothing will harm you. Nothing
will harm you.